Jacka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Polokwane peaking at 18 degrees tomorrow, Johannesburg 16. In the Eastern Cape, Premier Oscar Maboyane confirmed the death of 49 people after yesterday's severe floods in the province. Some of those who died include children whose school bus was swept away in the floods. And earlier today, the Eastern Cape Education MEC Fundile Gade said at least 58 schools across the province had been affected by devastating floods.
This morning, we were looking around 6,038 learners that are affected because of the 58 schools.
And in Gauteng, it's emerged in court today that the man accused of killing Lekona Force has a past attempted murder conviction from 2007. Nduduzi Mnisi appeared briefly before the court. He was arrested on Monday, a week after Force's body was discovered in Durban Deep. The National Prosecuting Authorities, Pindim Jondondwane, says the state is yet to verify the accused criminal profile.
Investigations are ongoing, so as the NPA, we are not in a position to divulge at this stage whether or not he has previous or pending cases. Neither can we confirm at this stage that he was released on parole. Such information will be presented in court.
The case returns to court next Wednesday. The ANC Youth League meanwhile responded to this and other killings during a media conference earlier today. The provincial chairperson of the Youth League, Ntsako Mohobe, says gender-based violence in the country is a national crisis.
In recent months, we have witnessed a cascade of horror. Women being raped and discarded by men they once trusted, men who are their partners, acquaintances, and of course strangers.
In other news, Parliament has passed the 2025 fiscal framework. It means we have an approved budget. It was passed with 268 votes from the ANC, DA and other coalition partners, while the MK Party and the EFF voted against the framework, saying it's not pro-poor. Back in Johannesburg, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations has thrown its support behind South Africa's G20 presidency. It says it aligns with its mission of pandemic preparedness and equitable access to vaccines. The director, Neren Rao, says they've partnered with the government to simulate outbreak responses and to test global readiness. He highlights Rwanda's rapid response to the Marburg virus as a sign of growing resilience in the global south.
And because Rwanda had already been working with various partners, when the Marburg outbreak developed, the government of Rwanda, in collaboration with CEPI and other partners, were able to respond at a historically rapid pace.
And finally, the Vatican announced the first appointment of a Chinese bishop today under the new Pope Leo, and it's signaling the new pope's support for a controversial accord on nominations that was struck by his predecessor with Beijing. I'm Marlene Fischer, from myself and the rest of the team. Have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
They say the holy water's watered down, and this town's lost its faith. Our colors will fade eventually, so if our time is running out, day after day, we'll make the mundane our masterpiece. Oh my, my, oh my, my love, I take one look at you, you're taking me out of the ordinary. You're laying me down to the dead and buried on the edge of your knife, staying drunk on your ride. The angels up in the clouds are jealous, knowing we've